But on that night, people all over the earth looked up at the night sky and knew that there were two men up there looking back at them.
I remember the night of the landing, and I looked up from the parking lot, and there was the moon. And you could see the little dark smudge over on the right side of the moon, which is the Sea of Tranquility. And you knew that there were two men, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, at that time, by that time, trying to sleep in their lunar module on the surface of that smudge that you can see from Houston.
Over the next 3 years, five more missions landed on the moon. Each one was more ambitious than the last. Whereas Armstrong and Aldrin had only taken a few tentative steps from the lunar module, the astronauts on later missions traveled miles across the surface. They spent days at a time on the moon, visiting different locations, collecting samples of rock and soil, and setting up scientific experiments.
Guess what we just found? I think we found what we came for. Crystal rock, huh? Yes, sir.
But down on Earth, with each mission, the public interest was starting to wane. By the time it came to Apollo 17, NASA even had to pay the American TV networks to cover the mission.
By the fourth or fifth time that we had gone to the moon, it was page two or three news. You know, it certainly wasn't headline.
There is foreign soil.
People were getting bored with going to the moon. Once you've seen astronauts collect rocks for a few times, it ceases to fascinate. Going to the moon had been done, and there was a feeling that it was now time to do other things.
There's a state of apathy in the United States now, I guess. People just don't care one way or another.
I think that we are spending too much money on the moon.
I think they could use the time, the energy, and the money to better advantage here in the United States. There's lots of room for improvement here.
Rather than spend all that money exploring space when people are starving here, and that money could be put to very good use in improving life here.
When we finally got there, it turned out our moon didn't harbor life or even water. It was not the home of the gods or rampaging herds of bison.